This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Not great news for Google out of France yesterday. The search company that's really an advertising and data company has been hit with a $57 million fine for failing to be transparent about privacy guidelines. It's the first time an individual European Union country has invoked the General Data Protection Regulation, if you remember that, and went into effect last year. Anyway, in absolute terms, $57 million is a boatload of money. For Google, though, $57 million is a vanishingly small fraction of a boatload. So, Marketplace's Andy Euler looked into what kind of fine might actually get a company like that to pay attention.
For a bit of perspective, let's say you earn an annual salary of $50,000. The fine Google's been asked to pay is the equivalent of $25.
Google loses that kind of change in the laundry every month.
Siva Vaidyanathan is a professor of media studies at the University of Virginia and is author of books that have been critical of Google and Facebook. He says a couple of things need to happen to make these punishments more effective.
One, the fine should be in the billions and not the millions. But beyond that, we really need a regulatory structure that takes the problems of the abuse of personal data seriously.
Vaidyanathan says part of the problem is that it's not just Google and Facebook whose businesses stand to lose from stricter data regulation. AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast are all in the same boat. Their business models are also based on obtaining and selling your data. So all of those companies, Google included, have an interest in making sure regulations don't adversely affect their bottom lines. Joel Richard Paul teaches law at the University of California, Hastings in San Francisco. He says these companies make so much money from user data that
until fines get high enough, they're unlikely to have an incentive to change that business model.
But he says there's another factor at play, even when a fine is relatively small.
That's really the reputational damage.
Paul says this European fine could act as a signal to consumers that what these companies are doing isn't good. And Google, Facebook, and others are more worried about losing users and their data than they are about fines. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.